This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is John Griffel, chairman of the Macoupin County Young Farmers. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, thanks for having me.
John, we are going to discuss today the Macoupin County Young Farmers annual tire drive. It's coming up March the 12th. It will be from 8 until noon. And we'll first ask you, where will that tire drive be held?
This year, the tire drive will be held at Seavers Equipment in Carlinville out by the hospital. This will be the third annual tire drive, and this will be the first year we've had it at this location.
This year, I think it's a little bit different than maybe years in past, and we'll let you tell us about it. But this year, you're going to take tires, but they're going to be the a different type of tire than you've taken in the past, right?
Yes. This year, we are taking semi-tires and tractor tires only. We are not taking passenger car tires. The last 2 years, we've done passenger car tires, and we collected almost 1,800 of them to get off of wherever people have had them stored and hold away at. But they've this year we decided to shift and see if we can service a little bit of a different need this year. Our semi-tires are going to be $3 or $10 per tire, and there is a limit of 10 per person. There is you can be from anywhere and bring them, any county, Farm Bureau member, not a Farm Bureau member, anybody can bring a semi-tire. Then we're doing the tractor tires, and that is for Macoupin County Farm Bureau members only, because we have very limited space to be able to take them based on the size of the tires. And that is $3 per width inch on the tractor tire. And if you need more information on how to size it or figure out what you need, you can call our Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571.
I guess the change being you got rid of a lot of passenger car tires, and I guess there probably are quite a few old semi-tires and tractor tires laying around somewhere, right?
Yeah, that was the feedback we got last year. Our first year we collected about 1,000 tires, and last year we collected around 800. And the first year we actually ran out of space and had to turn away people at the end of the day. Last year we filled up what we had but didn't really have that extra demand, so we decided to kind of take a year off and let people build back up their supplies of it before we try and shift back to those tires.
Now let me ask you, is there anything that the people bringing these tires need to do? I guess you would call it preparation. I mean, anything that needs to be done, or do they need to be stacked any certain way or when they're hauling them in?
Yeah, great question. The tires do need to be off of the rim. We don't have the capability to take them off of the rim, and they need to be free of debris, reasonably so. We have the right to reject tires as they come in, because in the past we have had tires that are not in suitable condition or are completely filled with mud, things like mud or debris that we're not able to, they aren't able to process them that way. This year we are also doing used oil. We are collecting used oil. It needs to be free of debris and water, and there's no charge for the oil. We're just collecting that to get it out of, so that it can be disposed of properly.
What kind of container should that oil be in?
Oil can be in any container you can really bring it to us. We prefer it if you bring it in, the jugs that you purchase it in, or, you know, foot filter something back into it like that. But anything, any way you can get it to us, as long as it's free of debris and water, we'll take it.
Once you collect these tires, maybe it's different because it's semi and tractor tires this year than passenger car tires. What actually happens? They're collected, and then where do they go, and sort of what happens to those tires?
So the company we've worked through, they actually take them, and one of the primary sources they do is they turn it into rubber mulch and use it for playgrounds, municipal areas, things of that nature, and then also sell it privately. But the increased cost on our side of it is the weight of the tires, and then it's going to take a lot more to process a tractor tire as opposed to a car tire once you got to tear them apart.
And one more question I would have then is, again, you said if people needed help sizing some of those bigger, I guess, tractor tires and things like that, they could contact the Farm Bureau office in Carlinville. Also, if any questions, should they also call that number, or who should they contact if they've got any questions for you?
Yeah, that would be the best number. And then we also call that number if you're wanting to RSVP. We are looking for RSVPs on the tractor tires. Once again, because of the size, we kind of need to know how much space we need to take them. And we need those RSVPs by March the 3rd. And you can do that by calling that Farm Bureau office number, which again is 217-854-2571. Or you can also email the Farm Bureau office at mcfb@gomadison.com.
And just to make that clear, you should RSVP both for semi-tires and tractor tires, or just the tractor?
Just the tractor tires.
Final question we would have before we let you go and move on. Tell us a little bit about the Macoupin County Young Farmers Organization. Obviously, you do this for community service of collecting these tires and things like that, but just overall, what's your organization about and for?
We're for advocating for farming, but we do a lot of different community events. We will do the pedal tractor pull at the county fair, and this past year we did the first Ag Olympics. We're looking to make that a annual event and try and get as many kids, anybody involved in agriculture that we can. A couple years ago we did a school supply drive, and then we do a lot of FFA outreach programs. We do the etiquette dinner coming up in about a month, partnering with the county Farm Bureau chapters, and then or county FFA chapters, I apologize. And we meet on the second Thursday of every month at the Farm Bureau building. And anybody's welcome. You don't have to be involved in agriculture. You just have to have an interest in your community and an interest in agriculture. And that interest in agriculture doesn't hurt, but you don't even have to have that. And if anybody's interested, you can find us on Facebook or find out more information by calling the Farm Bureau office.
John Grivel, chairman of the Macoupin County Young Farmers, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Yep, thanks for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.